Well, in the coming days, or maybe that's already started, many folks will be enjoying a lot of holiday goodies as we get closer to the holiday season. It's in the office. It's in our homes. We gift things to folks that have done nice things for us during the year. Boy, do we put on the pounds during the holidays. But we can make it through. We're going to talk a little bit about that this morning. Barb Fuller is with us this morning. She's a human sciences specialist in nutrition and wellness with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. And she's got some holiday healthy eating tips for us. Barb, good morning.
Good morning.
Boy, it's a constant struggle this time of the year, isn't it?
It is, but some of it we can enjoy and some of it we just need to take another look at.
Sometimes are we just too polite? We feel like we have to try something that everyone brought?
Well, I think maybe, but using a little willpower, and there's lots of good healthy eating tips to get through this time of the year.
Sure. Are there good and bad foods necessarily?
Well, no, not really. It's those habits, those good and bad habits. So if you look at the USDA My Plate that's been out for several years, does your plate compare to my plate? So do you have whole grains, fruits, vegetables, dairy, lean proteins? Those all have a place in a healthy diet. And that balanced diet gives you energy. It helps repair and restore your body, helps you manage stress, and prevents those mood swings that sometimes happen this time of the year.
Sure. Well, there are rules that seem to dictate everything we do in life, but are there some simple rules that we can kind of follow to make this all easier for us so we don't feel so guilty?
Well, I have a top 10 survival tips, so we'll work our way through these and see if they make sense to everyone. So the first one is to eat a light, healthy snack before you go to a party. That helps curb your hunger. Sometimes when you get there and everything looks so good and you're starving, you don't make the best choices. Again, back to those habits. So going to a party without having to be so hungry helps prevent that. The second one, alcohol. That's something some people don't think about. The alcohol or what you mix it with has a lot of calories. And it's fine if you choose to enjoy a drink, but not to have several cups of eggnog. The calories from the eggnog and the calories from the alcohol can really add up. So maybe switching to a flavored water or a diet soda will help, you know, be social and have a drink while you're there. The third one is to bring your own healthy holiday dish to a party. So maybe a raw fruit and vegetable platter or some nice combination there with a low-fat dip, maybe made with yogurt, something that lots of people can enjoy. The fourth one, keep minimal baked goods on hand. So only bake enough to give away or to use for one party. And this is something I enjoy, baking and making candy this time of the year. And if it there, it's just really tempting. So I try and share that with my neighbors and coworkers, and not everybody has to eat the whole batch all at once. The fifth one, eat a salad or a hot broth-based soup before you go to a big meal or before you eat a meal, kind of like having a healthy snack. Keeps you full a little bit longer so you aren't tempted to overeat or try a little bit of everything. If you're cooking or baking, you can maybe replace some of the fat or the sugar in those baked goods, make a little healthier substitution, make things a little lighter. Fat still has a lot of calories, and the calories are what add the pounds on. Seven, make a goal with your friend to lose 5 pounds or to maintain your weight during the holidays. Sometimes it's always good to have a buddy. If you're accountable to somebody else, a spouse or a friend, then it's a little easier to stick to it. The eighth one, remember, maybe the holidays are only 3 days. If we think about Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day, New Year's Day, and I know there are other meals and family gatherings in between that, but for 3 days, if you're going to blow it, that's fine. You can't do a lot of damage. It's really that vicious cycle of not getting enough exercise and too many calories the rest of the year that can do you in. It's not those 3 days of holiday eating. And to go along with that, the ninth one is to sign up for a 5K or a fitness walk. I know a lot of times there are on New Year's Day, state parks have a New Year's walk. If it's a nice day, or even if you like to go out when it's a little cold, go out and start your new year with getting some physical activity. And the 10th one is just to celebrate and focus on what the holidays are about, family and friends. Maybe find creative activities, play a game, or find something, go on that New Year's Day hike together instead of just eating all afternoon. Pick a time to get together that doesn't involve a meal, so maybe a family game night or something like that.
Sure, there are all kinds of different things that we can focus on. You know, what I tend to focus on, I like to cook, and I spend some of the time usually helping to prepare the meals and things. What I sometimes find is not just the grazing that goes on naturally, but sometimes when you're the cook and you're in the kitchen, there's even more to graze on while you're preparing the meal.
Yep, and that takes a little discipline to survive that. If you're a great cook, you want to taste the food to make sure it tastes good, and there's a difference between tasting and really grazing all afternoon or all morning while you're preparing something. So again, out of sight and out of mind, you know, if it's something you can put in the oven or the refrigerator and it's ready to go till when you need it, that's always a good plan too.
Sure. Barb, a couple of other issues I kind of wanted to bring up too that might go along with some of the things you talked about. You know, I've heard folks say that sometimes if you, especially just water, if you tend to drink more water before you go to some of these parties, you're kind of filling up space in the belly with that, that maybe you won't eat so much food. Is there truth to that?
That is, and that is a good point. Often this time of year, we don't drink enough just water. We're cold, so we're drinking coffee or hot chocolate or something like that. So water does help you feel full, and sometimes when you think you're hungry, if you can drink, you know, 6 to 8 glasses of just plain cool water, that kind of helps take that edge off your hunger. It's not maybe so much as you're hungry as your body needs something, and more than likely it's just water.
And you mentioned in your second survival tip there, too, about limiting alcohol and switching to some other things, too. We kind of need to watch out for some of those hidden calories that we consume through some of the things that we drink.
That's right. If you so alcohol itself has a lot of calories. So if you have several cocktails, what you mix it with, so if you're mixing it with regular soda or fruit juice or some of those sorts of things, you can add a lot of calories that way. So maybe a diet soda or something like seltzer water or club soda or something that doesn't have the calories if you choose to have a cocktail. And, you know, maybe just trying to enjoy something a little bit lighter.
You bet. Now, if we're going to go to one of these parties where there's going to be, I guess, kind of a food blowout, you're going to have all those things there that so many people work so hard on, and you don't want to offend anyone. You want to try something that everybody made. That's one thing. You talked about remembering it's only just kind of 3 days or the holidays. So if we eat healthy in between times, if we're eating our fruits and our vegetables and some of those other things that are good for the body so we don't have to load up on vitamins to get the things that we might be missing otherwise, we can kind of offset some of the damage done in one of those days.
Sure. And that, you know, enjoy those special days with your family and friends and try and keep back on track. And you don't really need to think about losing weight. And it's just a matter of trying to reset those habits. Enjoy the time, again, with your family and friends. Sometimes it doesn't have to be just sitting there eating. It's finding something else and just enjoying time together with your family and friends.
Yeah. Is the pre-planning also a good thing? You know, if we put some thought into this instead of just whipping something together at the last minute, maybe we can do ourselves some better good there, too.
That's always a good plan. So, again, thinking about what you're eating through the day, look at my plate. Do you have those grains? Do you have fruits and vegetables? Then it doesn't have to be fresh fruit and vegetables. There's plenty of canned and frozen vegetables and fruits that are great choices this time of year, too. And, you know, that whole variety of foods and not thinking, oh, I'm going to overeat so much tonight that I'm just going to live on carrot sticks all day. Well, that doesn't give you the other nutrients you need during the day, and it probably is just going to make you hungrier by the time you see all of that food on the buffet.
Yeah. Of course, then there's the damage that we might do afterward there, too, and some folks like to all of a sudden come to the realization that I need to go on a diet. Well, diets are difficult, and fad diets in some cases can even be tough on the body, but, you know, we need to be a little bit careful, too, about worrying about it ahead of time so we don't have to do some sort of a crash later on.
That's right, and, you know, just a little balance and moderation, and, you know, this is maybe the only time of year that you have a favorite family, you know, dessert or something like that, and one piece is fine, the whole cheesecake is probably a bit much.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Very good. Barb, do you have some fun plans lined up with family and friends this year?
Oh, I think it'll be fairly quiet at our house. Our daughter will be home from St. Louis for a couple of days. And yes, she will have some family favorites, but only those couple of days when she's there. And we hope all the cheesecake is gone.
Yes, we do. Well, we hope everybody gets a chance to enjoy with family and friends and with reasonable amounts of some of those good, rich foods that we enjoyed during the holidays, too. Barb, thank you so much. Appreciate it. You and your family have a great Christmas.
Thank you so much, and everybody enjoy some happy, healthy holidays.